It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Another item always comes up is our challenges with our animals here in town. So far this year, our community service officer have impounded 255 animals. Last month, we impounded 55 just in 1 month. So we're continuing to try to be as proactive as we can. We try to educate before we punish animal owners on the best way to take care of their animals and what their responsibilities are as guardians for our furry friends. Most people may not realize how busy our front lobby is. Last month, we had 395 people show up in our front lobby. So far this year, 2,272 people have come on into the police department. So it is busy. We had 2,454 calls for service last month, 295 911 calls, and dispatchers also had to deal with 3,452 incoming general phone calls. So our small dispatch area continues to be very busy.
And how many dispatchers do you usually have on duty at a time?
One. We are currently budgeted, it works out to be like 1.25 full-time equivalents. For the volume of work that they're doing, we need to have two dispatchers on 24 hours a day. I'm not going to be able to just go out and get funding for four more dispatchers. The phrase I hate the most is do more with less. And you hear that a lot with government. We're trying to do the very best that we can with resources that we have, and we're trying to stretch those as far as we can. We recognize that our community is faced with high property tax rates. That's not always the city's fault. You know, the county, the school district, there are other folks that get a big chunk of that property tax bill that we all pay. Do I wish, as a homeowner in Parsons, that my property taxes were lower? Yeah, I sure do. But do I want to cut any of the services that we have? No, I would like more services. But that's hard to do, you know, because at some point, somebody's got to come up with the money.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.